Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Have our next person.
We've got Josh on the phone. Josh Carroll, who is the co-founder of Lightfoot and Company.
Littlefoot.
Littlefoot and Company. Sorry, welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You've got David and Neil on the phone with you. Now, we just wanted to, I suppose you've got some, you do spoken word and poetry. Before we sort of talk a little bit about what your current work and everything, Josh, we'd like to talk a little bit about you and your background. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the arts and the sort of the Josh Carroll story.
And your sister, who is your co-founder.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, Eden and myself, so we are brothers and sisters. So, look, probably throwing it back to maybe like 8 or 9 years ago when a stray cat entered our life and kind of we both moved out together. And when we were living together, that's when we kind of decided that we wanted to kind of do something creative and get ourselves involved in some art and some writing. So at the time, we were actually going through a bit of a difficult point in our lives, and we kind of turned to spoken word and poetry in the terms of, I guess, express creatively in that way. And, we invited like 8 or 10 of our friends over to our house. We all kind of were just sharing. It was the first time we've ever done anything like that. And basically after that moment, it was kind of this really euphoric feeling that we all had. And, I guess the spoken word thing kind of gravitated towards us. And then ever since then, we kind of, moved on from doing it at our house, and then we were in our friend's house, and then we got regular sort of residency. Berwick, so we're doing it monthly there at just a pub in Berwick, and then we're fortunate that City of Casey actually reached out to us, and there's a new arts precinct in Narrowarren called Bunjil Place that was opening, and very fortunate we got a chance to connect with them, and basically from that point on we were kind of heavily involved in the spoken word scene in the southeast. We were actually really trying to grow the scene ourselves, writing poetry, getting our friends together, sharing stories, and it ended up turning into us kind of, it was bigger than us. Initially we used it for our own kind of mental health and our own creativity, but we found a lot of people were coming to the space and getting a lot out of it, and that really motivated us to just really pursue it.
Sorry, Josh, I think our phone connection doesn't seem to be working
at the moment. It's a terrible connection.
Sorry about that. We might have missed a little bit of that, but we might just move on to the works that you've got at the moment and the actual
and doing the stuff online.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, but mobile phones they drift in and out sometime. Are you standing in one spot? Maybe that might help.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in my car at the moment. So
that's the problem. Yep.
Okay. All right, well, we'll do it. We'll see what we can do. So if you just tell us a little bit about what you're doing online at the moment, Josh.
Yeah, sure. So we originally, obviously, were running the spaces in a physical capacity, and then as soon as COVID hit, we kind of really felt that it was important to continue the space. So, we've just been running online spoken word events, like, every fortnight, and as well as that, we've kind of been offering, like, free art spaces and every Saturday morning running art spaces online, just getting the community and people to tune in and get involved and creating art, sending us poems and kind of sharing with the wider community online.
Right, okay. And how's it working out? Is it you're getting good reaction to it?
Yeah, it's been the best. Normally there's a lot of barriers to get involved, come to our space and perform, but, when it's all online, a lot of those barriers are reduced, and a lot of people, sending us poems, sending us stories, and we've kind of just we're hosting the event, and then we kind of cut into the videos that people sent through. And, it's been really good. We've been getting poets sending us poems from America and Spain and kind of reaching areas and spaces that Obviously, we wouldn't have been able to.
Wow.
It was done online, but yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for content all the time?
Yeah, always searching for content, but we're very lucky that we've got a very wide community who consistently kind of turn up and send us through poems and spoken word pieces. But absolutely, always looking for new talent. Just connect with the widest spoken word community in Melbourne and just really provide a platform and a space where people can get together.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people out there that, you know, like would like to take the leap and don't know where to go. So this could be a perfect opportunity for them, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
That's definitely it.
So how can people get in contact with you?
Well, sure. So probably the easiest way is to follow us on our social media. So Facebook, we're at Littlefoot & Company. Same with Instagram. But we've also got a website, littlefootandcompany.com.au. So we're always wanting to connect with people and hear from others and just share stories and provide a platform where people can express and feel like they're a part of a community and feel like their voice is being heard.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh. Look, we're going to have to leave it there because the line isn't very good and a lot of listeners would have been struggling hearing it. So we'll talk to you down the track another time when you're in one place. We'll you know, give all the details again at the top of the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks so much,
bye.
Josh. Okay. You're here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.